and we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Attendance here at ringside, and the millions watching around the world on television. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's get ready to rumble!
Are you ready? Come on, let's get ready now.
Knockout! A knockout!
the winner by knockout victory is KO's, featuring Michael Buffer.
Boxing Day, Friday the 26th of December, and this is the final Dave Radio of 2014. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Ulpsen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Lindsay Koopser is here, a singer-songwriter from Boston. She's in town for Christmas and she's paying us a visit too. And we're going to take a look back at some of the local acts we have met on the show this past year. We'll start the weekend, last weekend of 2014, with a blast, so don't touch that dial. And sitting across from me in the studio is Lindsay Koopser. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Dave.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great. So let's talk a little bit about who you are first. You live in Boston now.
I do. I was born and raised in Calgary, but I moved to Boston to go to Berklee College of Music.
Right.
And I've just kind of stuck around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm currently based, but thinking about moving back west pretty soon.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah, to Vancouver. I think I'm going to move for maybe about a year, get reconnected to the Canadian music scene a little
bit. Yeah. Did you live in Vancouver before you went to Berklee?
I didn't. No, I always lived in Calgary, but I have lots of family in Vancouver, so I've spent a good amount of time here, and I just really like it here. So,
cool. You
know, get back into the Canadian music scene a little bit and just kind of like get a little fresh start and
cool.
See where I go from there. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if you're ready, why don't we get a sample of what you sound like?
Sure. Sounds good. I'll play a new song of mine. It's called All of My Bones Broke on Thursday Evening. Here we go. Just enough for my whole life to feel fractured, but not enough for anyone to care, but not enough for anyone to care. I say your favorite words till they feel like mine. Talk too fast about things you like, it feels all wrong. And I just wanna ask you to be friends. And I just wanna ask you to be friends. I spent 1 hour in a poorly lit shopping mall. Bought two shirts for no reason, hated the whole thing. Tell me I am a good person. Tell me I am a good person. I don't want to take her picture. She needs it to breathe. Can't she see that she still exists without photos of her face? I'd never have to explain this to you. I'd never have to explain this to you. And I am my best self when I'm with you. I am my best self when I'm with you. Them is me.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Lindsay Koopzer here on Dave Radio on CITR. And I want to talk a little bit about what got you to Boston. You were studying at Berkeley. What were you studying specifically?
So when I went to Berkeley, I was really heavily into jazz. In high school, I got really, really into jazz. And then as I got to Berkeley, I got further kind of into it. So at the beginning, I was dual kind of majoring in performance and jazz composition. As I kind of went along, I kind of realized jazz composition wasn't really where my passion was. So I kind of just focused on performance. Then I got a little bit more into the singer-songwriter realm as I kind of, probably my last year of school is when I started to get more into singer-songwriter music. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of what I was studying. And performance was great because you kind of just like, your job is to practice a lot, basically. Like you just have to become more, the goal is to be kind of an expert on your instrument, basically, right? So it's just a lot of practicing, a lot of like honing in on your skills, right? Mm-hmm. So it was really good. I really liked that major a lot, and I had a pretty good experience at school. Yeah.
When did you play any other instruments?
Yeah. So I for a while I was dual. It's called dual principal. So I was taking lessons on guitar and lessons on voice, which was really good. It kind of just like tightened up my guitar playing a little bit because I've always been a guitar player, but I've never really worked that hard at it, to be honest. I've never really thought of myself as a guitar player. I always just kind of play to accompany myself.
Yeah.
But that was good. So it kind of made me feel a lot more confident on guitar. But I only did that for a few semesters. I really focused on voice while I was there mostly. I just wanted to kind of have really good control over my voice. And
How long a program is it?
It's 4 years. Yeah. I did it in 3.5 because I went through a summer 1 year. But yeah, 4 years, 4 year program, pretty standard.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated a year ago, so in December of 2013.
And so you've been just sort of playing around the Eastern Seaboard
since
then?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I kind of play the East Coast a lot. I go into New York about once a month to play, and I put out an album in May, so we were recording all through the last spring. And just kind of like doing the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just playing as much as I can, trying to promote, do some radio stuff, just working away.
That's the only way to do
it's
it.
It's the only
is
way
just
to do it.
It,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's going pretty well.
All
yeah,
right, terrific. Bad. Well, let's hear another one then.
Sure, great. This song is off of my EP that we released in May, and it's called the Boston EP, and this is a song called Across the Sea. I cross the Atlantic Ocean to find something beautiful, and how do 4,000 miles of water change people? My trip began in northern Italy, Verano Borghi. Swimming and learning to love this family. And I don't want to leave, I don't want to leave, I don't want to leave, I don't want to leave this perfect place. And I don't want to go, 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 but we embrace and say goodbye. Friends turn to foe, and then you know it's time to spend some time alone. Hop on a plane and land in Spain lonely. Walking down streets in Barcelona, I found out who I am not. Fine. To listen to that Paris, France, like Joni did before me. Art, food, and love is all I'll ever need, maybe. And I fell in love with the most beautiful boy in a taxi. I can see myself, I can see myself living here and loving here. And I don't wanna be unhappy across the sea.
We are talking with and listening to Lindsay Kupcer here, and you can really hear the jazz influence in your work. You know, there's a real sense of composition going on in what you're doing.
It's kind of hard to beat it out once
it's there. Yeah.
I just studied it like so heavily for 4 years, I guess. I was just really studying jazz, especially like contemporary jazz.
But it adds some really nice layers to your music.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. I for a while just really wanted to get away from jazz. I just felt like I had been overexposed to it and just had been doing it for too much. And now I kind of feel like I welcome it in, but I don't actively
seek it. There's things about it that you still like, and you can put those into what you're doing
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And just hopefully color it makes for a sort of unique sound. Yeah. Hopefully that's the goal, I guess. So
And you said we are going to be fortunate in having you here permanently very soon.
I think so. I mean, my visa is expiring in the States, so I have to come back to Canada for just maybe about a year before I can reapply, which is great. You know, it's nice to come back for a little while, be near family again, and like I said, kind of get reconnected to the Canadian music scene. I've been pretty heavily active in the East Coast state scene, which has been wonderful, but now I feel like it's maybe time to come back and meet some new people, collaborate with some new people.
Well, this is a good place to start from.
I think so. I think Vancouver is a really beautiful place.
Yeah.
Quality of life will be good as well as hopefully creatively. So that's always nice.
And CITR itself is the hotbed of local music in Vancouver.
I know it. it's great. So much good stuff comes out of here.
Yeah. In fact, I was pleasantly surprised to find out that a Calgarian living in Boston knew about
a little radio show in Vancouver. I have some friends from school and stuff that go to UBC and have talked about CITR and how great the music is here, and I've listened to some stuff online. I'm like, wow, what a great
station. Really, that's one really nice thing about Vancouver is we've always had a really strong local music scene. It's lived underground for a lot of the time, but every once in a while little gems pop up and there's always stuff going on. Our radio station sponsors a new band contest every year called Shindig. And we're just sort of heading into the semifinals now, but it's been going on for 30 years. And, like all through the fall and winter, every week you hear three new bands and it just, it never stops. So
wow,
it's very
that's
exciting.
Really cool. Yeah, I love that. Love the local support.
Yeah,
really nice.
Great. All right. We have time for one more song.
One more song. Yeah. All right. This is a song also off of my EP. It's called It Hurts. All these thoughts, they fill my mind. Then my words are left behind. Tears are hardest to conceal. Sometimes I wish I couldn't feel. Ooh. can't just sit back and wait. There must be more to tempt my fate. When I walk, I feel no street. It's only sunlight being crushed beneath my feet. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. I'd almost forgot all about you. Too busy planning things I'll probably never do. It's such a struggle to repair. I'm over you, so over you, until I see you there. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Passing you on the street, it hurts. Not knowing where you're going, oh, it hurts. Seeing you without me, oh, it hurts. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. The end of the day will arrive. The next could be even harder to survive. So sleeping doesn't cure this pain, for when I wake, it's still the same. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. All these thoughts, they fill my mind. Then my words are left behind.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sharing your music with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's do a little bit of marketing. So you have an EP out. It's called The Boston EP.
The
and how do we get
EP,
it?
It's available on iTunes. It's available for free on Bandcamp or for donation, but I'm happy if people download it for free. I really just want people to hear it. So iTunes and Bandcamp are the two best ways to get it.
Great. And you have your own website too?
I have my own website, Facebook page. Feel free to like it. I have Twitter. All the social media necessities are
you're
up there.
Okay. Absolutely. And we will link to all that stuff on the Dave Radio Facebook page
as
well.
So thank you so
much. We'll get the word out. Thanks again for coming in.
Absolutely. It was great. Thanks.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break for messages, and then we'll come back with some of the other local musicians that have graced this room the past year.
The holiday season is here, and it wouldn't be the holiday season without Operation Red Nose, a designated driver service that lets you celebrate until the party's over, and then return home safely in your own car. The service is easy to use and free. Just call us, and we'll drive you back to your home. For more information, visit OperationRedNose.com. Operation Red Nose, last call before you hit the road.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs facebook.com/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
When we first started this show in June, it was kind of the nepotism hour. Everybody was a friend or a relative or something. And this is one of the first songs we played. And this is my niece's best friend. It's Madeline Reed.
I'm not saying this on some whimsy. I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words are the best I've got. Ooh, thank you.
she sits and there she stays. There she waits, and there she prays. And the time has come, and the time has gone. She's back in her chair. The day's done, and I just stand and cry.
CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio on this Boxing Day with the Old Wells. And we heard from Laura Croker and Madeline Reed playing a song that she wrote for a CBC contest. called Best I Got. We're doing a kind of a year in review of some of the acts that we have had on as guests and have produced some stuff that we want to get on the air and, you know, played songs in movies I was in. I don't know. It's just... It's the holidays, you know, like don't expect a lot. That's all I'm saying. But we're still going to have some fun here. We still got about half an hour left, 25 minutes or so. And there are some theater events going on this weekend that I would like you to know about. So I'll tell you about that after this.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
The holiday season is here, and it wouldn't be the holiday season without Operation Red Nose, a designated driver service that lets you celebrate until the party's over, and then return home safely in your own car. The service is easy to use and free. Just call us, and we'll drive you back to your home. For more information, visit OperationRedNose.com. Operation Red Nose, last call before you hit the road.
Us gruesome, grimy, glorious, us stinkers are victorious.
We ain't too meek, we ain't too bright, but nevertheless we won tonight. Unthinkable, stinkable, horrible, us, hooray! We are victorious, victorious.
Der Williger, we sing to thee, our cruel black hearts we bring to thee, for crime and slimy villainy, Der Williger Academy.
Oh, the walls are green with ivy down at Harvard and down at Princeton and old Purdue.
In old Purdue.
So what they think they're smart with all their ivy, us at Der Williger got ivy too.
Got ivy too.
Yeah. Hail to thee, our hallowed halls. We got poison ivy walls. Who are Harvard, Yale, and such? We got ivy they can't touch.
Poison ivy covered walls.
Hail to thee, our hallowed halls.
Hallowed halls.
Der Williger, thy name we praise. We love thy foul and loathsome ways. Thy crummy criminality. Der Williger Academy.
That is the Victory Procession song from the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, a musical written by Dr. Seuss, a movie that was made in the 1950s. Why are we playing it now? Well, because tonight at Skinny Fat Jack's, which is the little cocktail lounge in the back room of Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main, well, at that location tonight, Spectral Theater is doing their monthly end of the month radio play, and this tonight they will be presenting the radio version of 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, written, adapted, directed by, and starring a friend of the show, Seth Little, who has also cast your humble correspondent in a minor role. So be there tonight at 10 o'clock at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley at 18th and Main for the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. If you want to go in the front door, there's plenty of theaters that will allow that. The York Theater's still got the Christmas panto going on. Cinderella, written by Charlie Demers and music by Veda Hilly, and starring the amazing Alan Zinnick as the wicked stepmother. It's got two shows today at 2 and 7, two tomorrow at 2 and 7, and then the final performance Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the York Theater in sunny Grand View. At the Waterfront Theater, they've got James and the Giant Peach is still going on, two shows a day for the rest of the weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Let's see what else we got here. We got Chelsea Hotel, the Songs of Lord Leonard Cohen going on at the Fire Hall Arts Center. It's a play including all the great songs of Leonard Cohen. Another radio show adaptation of a familiar movie. It's a Wonderful Life at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. That is still going until the 30th of December. And one show tonight, two shows tomorrow, and a show on Sunday. The Christmas Panto at Metro, Aladdin, is still going on this weekend as well. I think they'd go on into January. And a couple of things opening up. We've got Sherlock Holmes, The Case of the Jersey Lily. This is a play produced by Theater Crossing and directed by Il Fumatore himself, William B. Davis of X-Files fame. This is a new play based on an old character. It's a Sherlock Holmes story where he meets up with such people as Oscar Wilde, Edward the Prince of Wales, and Oscar Wilde. Lily Langtry. She's the Jersey Lily. Yeah, you want to check that one out. And what have I missed? There was another one here too. The East Van Comedy Festival goes on. Instant Theater's presentation on Sunday night. They go on every Sunday night at the Havana Theater, and they do their improv stuff, the Street Fight at 7:30 and Cage Match at 9 o'clock. And then also on Sunday, well, the Sherlock Holmes thing opens on Sunday. I think that's it. I think that's all I got listed. There's probably other stuff going on, but that's plenty to start with. And, of course, you know, New Year's Eve coming up on Wednesday night. Lots of things going on there as well. So we got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I figure we'll just spend the last little bit of time just playing some more tunes. This is someone who was in studio last week. It's Nick from The Good and Everyone. This is Skip Down the Stairs. Sometimes they don't always start exactly what you expect them to. There he is.
Watch yourself.
Your trigger teeth that only serve. Wail at me, wail at me. I am a wall, I am a wall. I'm here to listen, and I'll support you if I can. And scratch at me, scratch at me. I am opposed, I am opposed. I'm good for scratching it. I have no feelings of my own. I'll take anything you give me, as long as it's tinged with love, I won't complain. Cause I don't mind pain. And kick at me, kick at me. I am a stone, I'm made of stone. I'm good for kicking it. I'll roll right down the hill. I'll take anything you give me, as long as it's tinged with love, I won't complain. Cause I don't mind pain. In fact, I kinda like pain. I really love pain.
Times with your heart, stop, 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 heart, 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 stop, stop. not be pretty. I might not be clean, scabby face, wasted away, but I'm a girl with dreams. I might not be Japanese, but I'll be your geisha on my knees. And when my body's full of you, I've got a special friend I'll introduce you to. And you paid me to be here all night. Ooh, you feel so nice. Ooh, I'm up inside. Ooh, I'll take your life. Oh, I love my knife. My friend's got another friend, his name is Rope, he likes to choke. Cut you up real slow, how deep do you think this blade can go? Tell me if you've got something to hide, do you think I can fit my whole fist inside? Nice and warm and tight and wet, think about my sisters, don't forget. You feel so nice. Ooh, I'm up inside. Ooh, I'll take your life. Oh, I love my knife. 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 Your bitter end, this will never happen again. One more kiss on your ripped up lips, and rigor mortis makes your body stiff. You served me once, I served you twice. I guess two wrongs do make a right. Ooh, you feel so.
That's Kill Matilda, who is on the island this weekend. They're at Cambie in Victoria tonight and the Cambie in Nanaimo tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, they're going to be back in Vancouver at 333 for a big New Year's Eve party to wrap up their North American tour that got started a month ago in Virginia Beach. So they've been traveling around, I tell you. Oh.
Well, that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. And a special shout out to friend of the show, Miranda Duffy, who I wrote it down and now it's gone. Anyway, Miranda gave birth to a child yesterday, a baby boy just in time for Christmas. So congratulations to Miranda and everybody else in the Duffy home. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. Stick around. We got lots of seasonal programming going on for you this afternoon. Lots of folks are kind of taking an extra holiday, so I don't know who's going to be here and who's not. But keep your radio on, because just because we're not here doesn't mean we're not here for you. We've got lots of tunes coming up for you this afternoon. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
The holiday season is here, and it wouldn't be the holiday season without Operation Red Nose, a designated driver service that lets you celebrate until the party's over, and then return home safely in your own car. The service is easy to use and free. Just call us, and we'll drive you back to your home. For more information, visit OperationRedNose.com. Operation Red Nose, last call before you hit the road.
Christmas time is here.